So let's review. Our shiur began with the Mishnah on the top of Daf Ayin Vav, which discusses the quantity of various types of animal feed required in order to be chayav for carrying on Shabbos. The shiur for each animal is a mouthful of the type of food typically eaten by that animal. Anything edible for human consumption would have a shiur kegregris, the size of a dried fig. The Gemara explains. Hamleitzi tevin kemaloi pi faro legomel, the kul amaloi pligi dechayav. If a person carried the full measure of cow feed to feed a camel, which has a much larger mouth, he is still chayiv because he carried an adequate amount of cow feed for its normal use for cows. If, however, moitzi eitzi kemaloi fi fara lafara, a person carried enough camel feed to fill a cow's mouth to feed a cow, there is a machlekes amiram. Rabbi Yochanan patur. He is patur because the camel feed he's carrying is not enough for a camel. The fact that it's enough for a cow doesn't count because Rabbi Yochanan holds achila de'atzchak lo yishme achila. It's unusual for a cow to eat camel feed, and it's not considered eating. Rish Lakish amachayev. He is chayev because Rish Lakish holds achila de'atzchak shme achila. A cow eating camel food is considered eating. The Gemara continues. Although the Mishnah said ve'im etzdarf in zem they shlei shov b'shirayin, items with different shiurim cannot combine together to add up to the shiur. Amr Rabbi Yisrael bar Chanina avol mitzdarfin lekal shabhan. They can be combined to add up to the more lenient of the two shiurim. Something with a smaller minimum shear can combine with something that is a larger minimum shear to make up that larger shear. They want questions this from the Mishnah in Kalim, which says that the ability of two things to combine for the more lenient shear is limited to Tumas Meshub, the Tumah contracted when a Nida, Zab, Zava, or Yaled to sit on something, since the various items are often used together. The implication is that generally they cannot combine even for the more lenient shear. Amar Rava, Hachana Michazel Dugma. Here too, the animal feed is sometimes used together when the seller puts together a sample of the different feeds for marketing purposes. The last mission in the parak tells us that oichlim kegregris, all food, as Rashi says, lamaichel adam, for human consumption, has the shear of a dried fig. However, when measuring food, we don't count the shells, pits, stems, or bran. Rabbi Huda holds that shells of lentils count towards the size because they are cooked and eaten together with the lentils. The Gemara cites a brayso in which Rabbi Yehuda says that shells of fresh beans can also be eaten and count toward the shear of food. The Gemara points out that although bran does not count toward the shear for carrying on Shabbos, it does count for the shear in regard to hafrashas challah, the minimum amount needed for the mitzvah of separating challah from dough. The reason is, only oichel pitoi be'isa belusa, a poor man would eat bread made from coarse flour. Therefore, it's considered lechem. However, regarding Shabbos, Rashi says, Midi de chashabina. Shabbos requires something significant, and this type of bread is not eaten by most people. The eighth parak begins with the shiurim of various liquids regarding carrying on Shabbos. Zok the Mishnah. Hamoitzi yain kedei mezigas hakois. As the Gemara explains, the amount of wine needed to be chayav for carrying is the amount needed for a koishal bracha, such as kiddush, birchas hamazon, and avdalah, which is a quarter of a revius of yain chai, raw wine, so that when diluted with 75% water, as was the custom in those days, would equal a full revius halug of wine. The amount for other liquids is as follows. Cholov, kedei gemiyah, milk, and the amount a person can swallow in one gulp. Honey, enough to put on a small sore. Oil, enough to rub on a small limb. Water, enough to mix with a paste called kilur to make a medicine for the eye. V'shar kol hamashken revius. For all other drinkable liquids, the minimum amount is revius, and the same amount applies for wastewater also. The Gemara later explains that even wastewater is significant because it can be used to knead clay. Reb Shimon Omer kulam revius. Reb Shimon disagrees with the varying measurements. He holds that the minimum for all of these liquids is actually revius. These smaller measurements were only listed in the Mishnah regarding one who had stored that small amount of that substance for some purpose. He would be liable for the smaller amount, but not for anything less than that, even if he stored that minute amount.